Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, March 9th, 2023. I'm Tom Merritt. Grammarly is one of the latest companies to add a text generator to its product. Grammarly Go can respond to a short prompt emulating the style in which you write. It can rewrite your content to change the length or the tone, generate outlines, or form ideas. Grammarly Go comes to all users in beta in April. Other companies have recently embedded text generators as well, including ThoughtSpot for creating text or graphs from data, customer service from Forethought, and CRM from Salesforce. Microsoft says Bing now has more than 100 million daily active users, in large part because of curiosity about the Bing chatbot. By comparison, Google Search has around 1 billion daily active users. About a third of people with access to the Bing chatbot use it at least once a day, with an average of 3 chats a day. At Spotify's Stream On event Wednesday, it announced a redesign of the app's home screen to favor vertical scrolling while discovering new content beyond music, stuff like podcasts, audiobooks, live audio, and more. Spotify also announced more personalization in Smart Shuffle, DJ, your own personal radio show, and Spotify will integrate Anchor into its Spotify for Podcasters dashboard to make podcast creation more efficient. It's also partnering with Patreon to let fans listen to Patreon content on Spotify. Roku announced more details about Roku OS 12. You'll be able to select local news providers to show up at the top of the live TV zone. Games from teams you seem interested in will show up at the top of the sports zone. The continue watching feature is going to work almost immediately after you leave an app, and more companies will let Roku show their shows in the continue watching section. Roku's also redesigning its mobile app and adding the ability to sign into a device from the app. Roku announced that the first 11 of its Roku-branded TVs are also now on sale at Best Buy. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation is investigating a breach of DC HealthLink servers. Attackers accessed account and personally identifiable info for U.S. House of Representatives members and staff. Bleeping Computer identified one threat actor offering to sell information from the breach. A sample of that data contained names, dates of birth, addresses, email addresses, phone numbers, social security numbers, and more. We don't know what the more is. NBC News reports that the FBI has purchased some of that stolen information, likely to see what it contains. Sony submitted documents in February to the UK Competition and Markets Authority, which folks are getting a look at now, claiming that Microsoft might release a version of Call of Duty for the PlayStation someday, where, quote, bugs and errors emerge only on the game's final level or after later updates. Sony, of course, objects to Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard, which makes Call of Duty, and the UK CMA is looking at whether they will approve that acquisition. The Netherlands will increase restrictions on the export of chip technology to China in order to protect national security. Netherlands-based ASML, which makes equipment used to manufacture computer chips and is one of the biggest companies that does so, says it believes it will need a license to export most of its equipment to Chinese companies under these new rules. ASML has already not been allowed to export its most advanced machines to China since 2019. Alphabet's drone delivery company Wing announced a new system that would make it more efficient. Right now, drones could take pickup and delivery assignments without having to return to home base. Right now, they don't do that. Right now, they leave a charging pad at the base, go to an auto loader station at the retail outlet, pick up the delivery, deliver it to a destination, and then have to go back to the home base. Under the Wing delivery network, a drone could automatically be delegated a task to itself anywhere in the process. If it has enough charge, it can move on to the next pickup, much like a ride-hailing system. The company also plans to add more nodes where drones can land to recharge between trips. Apple Music will launch a standalone app for classical music fans. It won't cost anything beyond a normal Apple Music subscription, but classical music fans will have their own dedicated app with more than 5 million tracks, curated playlists, a few exclusive albums, some nice detailed composer bios, and more. The app will arrive on March 28th. And finally, Raspberry Pi is offering a 1.6 megapixel global shutter camera module for $50. It uses a 6.3 millimeter Sony IMX296 sensor and requires a Raspberry Pi board that has a CSI camera connector. Global shutter sensors pair each pixel with a storage element so that all the pixels can be stored simultaneously. That avoids things like diagonal skew and distortions caused when you're trying to take a picture of a fast-moving object. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember, tell a friend. Check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.